Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. All week, we've been looking forward to 2019, all the video games and movies and comic book events, everything coming out. But today, we're going to kind of look back. We always, every year we do this, look back at notable anniversaries, things that are celebrating something in 2019. And there's a lot. This is a really big year for a lot of important things in history, especially pop culture stuff. Stuff in the last like 30 years, it's really, really impressive. But I guess we'll just kind of go. First off, I am going to steal a list. There's this heritage charity over in England, where it's English Heritage is what they're called, and they always do a top 10 anniversaries. So we're gonna steal their top eight first, and then we're going to look at some other stuff. But you had the birth of the Duke of Wellington and Napoleon Bonaparte 250 years ago, the birth of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert 200 years ago, Lady Nancy Astor was elected as an MP, becoming the first woman to sit in the House of Commons 100 years ago. So all those, you know, really big milestones in British culture, and that's really cool. The Treaty of Versailles was signed 100 years ago. That's what ended World War I. D-Day landings were 75 years ago. The Beatles' last public performance, which was on the roof of Apple Records in London, was 50 years ago. The first moon landing was 50 years ago as well. And 30 years ago was the fall of the Berlin Wall. So a lot of, like I said, really big things, really important things, especially in Britain. But there's some other things kind of worldwide, and like I said, in pop culture, that are really good. This year sees the 50th anniversary of Midnight Cowboy, which was the only X-rated film to ever win Best Picture Oscar. So, and I'm going to stand by that. It probably will always be the only one. Woodstock, which was really, really big, and or not big, but really important at the time. And they're talking about doing a 50th anniversary for it this year and a big show, and we'll see. You also had Easy Rider come out, another big kind of counterculture thing that took a lot of people by surprise. I mean, it's Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda, so it was really good. You also had the debut of the Brady Bunch, one of the most iconic and often imitated shows ever, all celebrating their 50th anniversary. 40 years ago, 1979, you had the Dukes of Hazzard debut, which probably wouldn't fly these days, but back then, again, huge cultural phenomenon. Rocky II, really starting the franchise, because, you know, you had Rocky I, which was just a movie, but then you made a sequel and sequel and sequel and sequel, all the way up to last year when we had Creed II. So that's cool. Speaking of franchises, Amityville Horror first started, and we all know how, I mean, I can't tell you how many there have been of those, but I know there's been a whole lot. And also September of 1979, the Sugar Hill Gang's dropped Rapper's Delight, which really just changed the face of music, and something that we're still feeling and getting to enjoy, like I said, 40 years later. 30 years ago, 1989, a lot of big movies came out. You had Do the Right Thing, which put Spike Lee on the map. When Harry Met Sally, another often duplicated and impersonated film, really kind of a milestone of the rom-com genre. Our boy Billy Joel had his last number one single, let that sit in for a while, with We Didn't Start the Fire, but it's a really fun song and really great. But then also, December 17th of that year, The Simpsons debuted. So, The Simpsons have been around 30 years. I have friends that aren't 30 years old, so that's crazy to me. But, you know, that's awesome. I mean, my wife isn't even 30 years old. So it's really cool. 25 years ago, in 1994, we lost Kurt Cobain. Also, we had the infamous White Bronco chase with O.J. Simpson. The Lion King debuted, and so did Friends, which Friends is considered one of the biggest sitcoms of all time. And it is. I mean, I haven't seen very many of them, but it's really, really important. Speaking of important TV shows, 20 years ago, 1999, The Sopranos debuted. And that was really what led HBO to make these shows. You know, they had had a few ones like Oz was around the same time and stuff like that. But The Sopranos is, people were like, wow, this isn't just a place for movies and boxing. They can make phenomenal shows, to which that tradition continues today with all the great shows they have. SpongeBob SquarePants debuted. Last year, we lost his creator, Steven Hillenburg. But, you know, SpongeBob lives on. It's something that has brought joy to millions of lives. And, yeah, 20 years old. Think about that. Let that sit in. Also, The West Wing debuted, which was a staple of the time and showed what political drama and White House drama and stuff could be like. And then also Y2K was 20 years ago, but we don't talk about that. Just 10 years ago, or already 10 years, depending how you look at it, we had Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift at the VMAs, which is something that people still reference, still meme, still joke, and everything like that. We also lost Michael Jackson that year. So Michael Jackson's been gone for 10 years, which is pretty sad. There's, like I said, so many other pop culture things. Jersey Shore is 10 years old. Nipplegate, where Janet accidentally, I have air quotes going up right now, you can't see them, but accidentally exposed herself during the Super Bowl. That was 15 years ago. Also 15 years ago, Facebook and Gmail were created. Makes me feel old. I feel like I've been on Facebook, I know, at least 12, if not 13 years. Yeah, that's crazy. Mean Girls, everyone's favorite Regina George movie, turns 15. It's something that has been adapted into a musical, gets all sorts of cult play, just everything. But when it debuted, Rugrats aired its final episode. So Rugrats has been off the air for 15 years, which is sad. One of my favorite cheesy 90s movies, Cruel Intentions, came out 20 years ago, and it was awesome. I mean, it was Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ryan Phillippe, Reese Witherspoon, Selma Blair, and they made a franchise out of it, but I don't really count the second and third ones. I think they only did two more. I don't know. The soundtrack was awesome. Everything about that was just really cool and a lot of fun, and it was great at the time. Britney came out with Baby One More Time 20 years ago. Everybody's, not everybody's favorite pop culture person, but it's, yeah, that was really kind of that pop movement, because Christina Aguilera's debut was in, Backstreet Boys' Millennium came out, 98 Degrees came out, all in that 1999 year. So, real big pop year. 30 years ago, Seinfeld started. That is one that people do consider one of the greatest shows of all time. And it's a show about nothing. They even admit, like, it's a show about nothing. But it's a great show about nothing. So it's has stood up. And I remember when it came to Hulu a while back, people were super excited about it. We already talked about The Simpsons turning 30. Saved by the Bell turns 30. Which now people are realizing, like, how bad of a show that was and how much of a jerk Zach Morris was. It's kind of funny. Speaking of jerks, Cosby Show turns 35. So, all sorts of, like I said, all your favorite shows hit big anniversaries this year. Let us know what's something you're looking forward to celebrating. Personally, I go with the moon landing, 50 years of the moon landing. I think that's really cool. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. Or you can email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I'd love to talk to everybody. Love to hear from you. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. I am going to make it through this year. If it kills me.